Save your confidence. Hi there, I'm Saddam Hussein. Confidence is a feeling of trust in one's abilities, qualities, and judgment. It impacts every aspect of our life, including how we feel about ourselves and how others see us. You might not realize that you have some subconscious habits that are actually destroying your confidence level. Save your confidence level by avoiding these bad habits. Number 1. Neglecting your appearance. Don't neglect your health, hygiene, and appearance. When you do this, you show disrespect to yourself. Your esteem takes a hit. So take care of your appearance to build self-confidence. Number 2. Obsessing over minor flaws. Don't make mountains out of moles with your minor flaws. They are toxic for your confidence level. Don't magnify the minor flaws in your mind. See the positive qualities you have. Number 3. Don't talk your weaknesses in public. Never make negative comments about yourself. People lose trust and confidence on you. Even if you have some weaknesses, you can overcome and grow. Instead of washing your dirty linen in the public. Number 4. Overcomplimenting others. Don't do this mistake. It reflects telling others how much better they are than you. Don't demean yourself. Appreciate your own gifts and talents. Remember that everyone has different strengths and weaknesses. Everyone is unique, including you with your positive traits. Believe only in your positive traits and not negative habits. Negative thoughts lower your self-esteem and confidence. Positive affirmations erase your negative traits. Number 6. Excess apologizing. You should not apologize for things that you know aren't your fault or for something that you don't feel sorry about. Number 7. Comparing yourself to others. It is normal behavior or human behavior that we feel jealous. It is bad in the long run. It destroys your self-confidence. Instead, focus in a positive way and remind yourself that everyone's path is different. Number 8. Maintaining toxic relationships. If you are surrounded with people who constantly criticize or belittle you, your confidence will diminish. In order to be confident and assertive, it's important that you surround yourself with positive people who care about your well-being. So confidence level is very important to lead a positive and a happy life, which you can develop. It's very much within your limits, within your hands. I mean, the society won't teach you confidence. You have to develop yourself by not neglecting your appearance and ignoring minor flaws, and don't talk about your weaknesses in the public, and over complimenting others and thinking that the other people are always better than you, or the grass on the other side of the hedge is greener. Believe in yourself, in your positive traits. You don't have to apologize to every Tom, Dick and Harry. Don't compare yourself with others because you are born unique in this world. And maintain good relationships with people. Avoid toxic relationships. And believe only in those people who think good about you, who believe that you are positive, who believe in your confidence level.